Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baitrol 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baitrol 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baitrol 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baitrol100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And Tom's looking at our livestock futures yesterday. Boy, disappointing day for cattle futures, and that's probably an understatement. Hogs, though, ended up with a pretty good day yesterday.
Well, you're definitely right about the cattle, Dave, as it was a disappointing day. It started off with lower trade in both live cattle and feeder cattle, but when we started seeing the large gains after the USDA report for our grain and soy complex, that's when the hammer was put down on our livestock markets, as we saw triple-digit losses take place in live cattle and feeder cattle. September and October feeders were down to $4.50 limit. They just continued just to hold this market at these lower levels going right into the close. Now, choice box beef was down 49 cents yesterday. Select boxes were up 71 on a total movement of 134 loads. Cattle kill estimated at 114,000 head, and the cash feeder index was down 61 cents yesterday. Now, the lean hogs did close positive with mostly triple-digit gains. On the close, August live cattle down $1.80. August feeder cattle were down $4.35. And August lean hogs $2.60 higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Superior Livestock is the largest livestock auction in the U.S., and they're proud to present the Week in the Rockies July 6th through 10th in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, offering 260,000 head. Contact Superior at 800-422-2117 to get your buyer's number or for more details.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock.
800-422-2117 or superiorlivestock.com.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain trade here today, it was the complete opposite from the cattle. Grains were huge yesterday.
That's right. We started the session off kind of quiet, trading on both sides of unchanged, going in front of our 11 o'clock USDA report. But we saw that report come out, and our wheat, corn, and soybean futures all ended up closing strong to the upside yesterday, with wheat and corn having around 30-some cent gains, and soybeans gained over 50 cents yesterday. The USDA acreage and stocks reports were price-friendly for the corn and the soybeans, but the higher trading was the result of large fund buying and buy stops being triggered yesterday. For the near term, the weather and the fund money will likely be deciding factors on whether we have higher or lower grain prices. The egg markets are going to close early Thursday at 12 noon, and the markets will all be closed on Friday. At the moment, September KC wheat is down 8¾ cents. December corn is trading 2 cents lower. November soybeans down 4½. December cotton 40 points lower. August crude oil is down 75 cents. September dollar index is 39 cents higher. And September Dow Jones futures up 157 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, then call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.